Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Forget about self-esteem and concentrate more on self-control and discipline. Do you agree or disagree with that statement? Frankly, the man who said that would have disagreed with the premise 10 years ago, even 5 years ago. And who said that? Professor Roy Baumeister, a psychologist and author who heads the Department of Psychology at a major university. And how did he do an about-face and change opinions? If you had asked the doctor about the importance of self-esteem a few years ago, he would have told you that a lack of self-esteem lies at the root of all human suffering, failure, and evil. He says that when he began his research in 1973, psychologists everywhere were convinced that if people could only love and accept themselves more, their problems would gradually vanish and their lives would flourish. They would even treat each other better. Right. That, of course, became the accepted dogma for nearly a generation. In a published article by Dr. Baumeister entitled "The Lowdown on High Self-Esteem," he wrote, "A generation and many millions of dollars later, it turns out we may have been mistaken." He, with several other colleagues, recognized authorities, were commissioned to work through the enormous amount of published studies relating to self-esteem and human behavior. It resulted in a kind of evolution from one side of an issue to another. And when he made the transition, he began to see evil in a new light, something which cannot be eradicated by telling people they need to feel better about themselves. Here are some of our disappointing findings, he wrote. High self-esteem in school children does not produce better grades. Self-esteem doesn't make adults perform better at their jobs either. Sure, people with high self-esteem rate their own performance better, even declaring themselves smarter and more attractive than their low self-esteem peers. But neither objective tests nor impartial raters can determine any difference in the quality of their work, end quote. He also discovered that a lack of self-esteem is not the root cause for bullies or violence in gangs or criminal behavior in general. Telling criminally minded toughs that they are wonderful and have great potential doesn't turn their lives around. He found that high self-esteem doesn't stop youngsters from cheating, doing drugs, or experimenting with sex. If anything, kids with high self-esteem do that at an earlier age than their peers with low self-esteem. But telling students to shape up, start studying, and work harder did more to raise grades than striving to build self-esteem. Concluding the article, Dr. Baumeister wrote, "After all these years, I'm sorry to say my recommendation is this. Forget about self-esteem. Concentrate more on self-control and discipline." And there you have it. Surprised? Many people were, but a lot were not. Among those who were not surprised are those who understand something of man's old nature and how God views the unregenerated person with no spiritual foundation. Seeing ourselves as God sees us, of course, is a twofold issue. Two sides to an issue. While God condemns man's sinful nature, he sees humankind as worthy of redemption. That's why he sent his Son to show us the way back to heaven. Paul wrote that we ought not to think of ourselves more highly than we ought to think, showing us that none are beyond his reach or concern. None of us is too good to come into his presence. None are too bad not to do it. Self-esteem issue will take care of itself.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.